Welcome and good morning to Near FM 90.3 and the Lifeline programme. I'm your host this morning, Myra Gleeson, and my goodness, have we a packed show this morning. I will be speaking to my first guest, Deirdre Doyle, who is the team leader of the home care, and talking about the staffing crisis. Well, I will be talking to Deirdre in a moment, but after the 10 o'clock break, I will be chatting to the head of division, Zoe Reid, the keeper and the senior conservationer of the Irish Archives. Well, now we're going to chat now immediately with Deirdre. Good morning, Deirdre Doyle. How are you? And welcome to Near FM.
Good morning, Myra. How are you?
Not too bad. A bit wet, but we won't give out. Shocked now this morning.
Lovely Irish day out there today.
Well, we could be in New York, you know that. My sister is telling me, she's in Boston, she said there were about 5 or 7 feet of snow up there. Now, Deirdre, tell us about what's happening with your organisation, please.
Well, I work for a company called My Home Care. And we are a HSE-approved nationwide provider of home care and home nursing services. We've been working in the community, Myra, since 2006, and we're part of the Service Source Group. We employ over 300 frontline staff, and we have 500 clients nationwide. And some of the service, I suppose, we provide to those clients are disability services, children with complex needs, older persons, dementia care services and maternity services, just to name but a few. We're also really proud. We attained our accreditation, our JCI accreditation in 2020, which is in a gold seal accreditation for patient safety and quality. Really, really proud of that fantastic achievement. We're actually the only home care company in Ireland to have received that accreditation.
And why setting up the Care Academy? Was it very important? What was actually happening around that period of time, Deirdre?
Well, for us it was extremely important, because I suppose we refer to the Care Academy as that one-stop shop for people who want to access the care industry. It doesn't only educate, but it also guides carers through their career, but it helps them advance their career aspirations. So quite often people consider a career in care, and it can be based on their personal experiences. We wanted to be there to support and enable them to have a fulfilling career. And the Care Academy allows them to do this. And it could be that someone that had an interest in caring for someone with dementia or caring for a child with complex needs. So the Care Academy, we also have training courses, not only for the frontline staff, but also for our internal staff. So we have management training. And for those that perhaps have worked in the frontline but would like to progress their career further, perhaps into a managerial role, we also provide that training for them.
Well, that's amazing. Now, you did answer a question that I didn't even ask you, and that was the age of the people that you cover, and it's obviously all ages, Deirdre, isn't it?
It's from birth to retirement.
Right, okay. And there was a lot of coverage there in the media about staffing a crisis in the home care. How does that affect the Care Academy?
Well, for us, excuse me, it gives the opportunity for those that are looking for a career in care, enables them to gain qualifications in the industry. And it's led by a clinical nurse manager team and supported by our senior healthcare assistants. So it enables those who perhaps have cared for a family member, a friend or a neighbour perhaps, to turn their passion into a career in care. Many of our staff, and including myself actually, would have come from the personal perspective. We may have cared for a parent or you know, or a neighbour or a friend, and realise the positive impact that it can have, you know, caring for someone. So someone can come to us and basically we will take them on board and we will coach them and guide them and support them to enable them to gain those qualifications that they would need to work in the industry.
Now, Deirdre, can I just say to you, I'm an old dear to put it mildly. So I'm just wondering what the upper limit of the age is, you know, to start off. I'm just talking about a physical part, you know, if you're lifting or something like that, is there an upper age, or can people be assigned, maybe if somebody's got Alzheimer's or dementia, to be there as a companion maybe?
Absolutely. Not all of our older persons, not all of them would need personal care perhaps. A lot of times our clients, you know, it is companionship. There's no age limit at all.
Oh, right.
We have people that are working with us well into their 60s and 70s, and there's no age limit whatsoever. We believe that if someone has that passion to do this job, regardless of how, you know, age that they are, it makes no difference, you know, to us. There's certain aspects of the role that will involve people moving and manual handling, training and skills, and there can be heavy lifting involved. But that's what the Care Academy is about, that we're able to match carers with clients and their specific needs and specific training.
Oh, excellent. Well, there's maybe two, maybe three questions I'm going to ask you. Are you countrywide?
Sure. We are a nationwide service, yeah.
Oh, wow. Excellent. And you have explained what a carer... actually, what I'm going to ask you is the positive impact of having a carer for someone's life, is it huge, or have you seen amazing results?
Oh, we have done. I mean, you know, my own experience was, you know, I came from a catering background. I never was involved in care at all. And my mum was ill, and I wanted to help. And obviously, I cared for my mum until she passed. And I realised by me being able to do that enabled her to stay at home, which was what she needed, what she wanted, what she had asked all her children for.
Yes.
And through my own personal experience, I realised, my God, I can actually do that for other people that I'm not related to. And
yes,
I can make such a difference to their lives, to enable them to have that independent life and to stay at home. And so I went and I trained as a healthcare assistant, and then here I am working for my home care. It was a couple of weeks ago, a good story actually, and seeing as you were talking about New York, we received a phone call from a lady living in America, and she was an only child, but her mum lives in Ireland. And she was quite distraught because her mum wanted to stay at home, but she needed a little bit of support, and she just didn't know where to turn.
Oh, Deirdre.
So she called us and she said, look, what can you do for my mum? And her mum lived in quite a rural area in County Clare, but we happened to have staff that were right in the area, so right in the right place, and we were able to provide assistance to her mum. And it was a small bit of personal care and some companionship. And essentially, this lady was able to live at home, which I suppose is what we all hope for in the future.
Absolutely.
Herself and the carer are getting on like a house on fire. The carer now, as we laugh about it, because she's an expert in bingo.
Oh.
And she knows all the characters on Emmerdale.
But, that's wonderful.
In all seriousness, her daughter was absolutely delighted, and it sort of gives her that peace of mind when she's thousands of miles away.
Absolutely. I'm going to talk a little bit about housekeeping, how people can get in touch with you. I do have links here, but if you want to read out how people can get in touch with you, that's hunky dory. Otherwise, I will do it.
Sure, absolutely. So for anybody who is interested, you could be at home right now having a cup of tea, listening to this program. If you have an interest in care, you can call us on 1-800-400-900, or you can email us at info@myhomecare.ie.
Excellent. Deirdre, where are the courses? Are they also nationwide?
The courses are nationwide, and some of our courses we can do them online.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the courses that we have devised ourselves can be done online. It's important to us, obviously, the standards that we've set out for our carers is a QQI Level 5 certification. And some of those modules are the care of the older person, care skills, dementia care. We also have our own in-house training, people movement manual handling, infection control, basic life support. And we could do a blended version, so it can be online, it can be a classroom setting.
Well, I think that's amazing. I'm just wondering, do you get busy at Christmas? Does it get busier, or people get anxious and just phone you up, or does it just kind of keep at the same pace coming up near the Christmas season?
The Christmas season, it can vary. A lot of families who live abroad will be home. And they obviously will stay with their mum or dad, so therefore they don't want us at that point in time, because they would care for the parents themselves. The winter time can be, I suppose, a difficult time because of the fact that COVID is still here, flu season, all of that we still manage. But also we like to work very closely with the hospitals to enable them to allow people to be discharged, to be able to go home for the Christmas period. So it's a mixture, but I wouldn't say that there's any time of year where we're not busy.
Well, Deirdre, thank you very much. I am going to just get you to read out the contact details again, please, before we say goodbye.
Sure. Absolutely. So our phone number is 1-800-400-900. Or you can email us at info@myhomecare.ie. But if you would like further information, you can also go on our website, which is www.myhomecare.ie.
And all of this information will be up on our Facebook and Instagram, and also we're having a podcast set for you. So, Deirdre Doyle, thank you very much for coming on this morning, and I'd like to chat with you again. Maybe in March you come back, and let us know how things are going, and hopefully the staff shortages will disappear by then. But in the meantime, thank you for coming on to Near FM this morning on the Lifeline programme. It's been an absolute pleasure. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Not at all. Bye-bye, Deirdre. Take care.
Bye-bye. This is 90.3.
This is Near FM.